with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. A House committee investigates whether anti-Israel campus protests are funded by terrorists.
Republicans on the House Financial Services Committee are seeking answers from the Treasury Department on funding for anti-Israel campus protests, citing national security concerns. Republicans Bill Huizenga of Michigan and Blaine Lugedmeyer of Missouri, the chairman of two subcommittees, sent a letter to Andrea Gackey, the director of the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, or FinCEN, asking the agency to utilize its authority to, quote, detect terrorist acts and financing through the USA Patriot Act. The congressmen are requesting that FinCEN provide a briefing to the committee staff by no later than October 15th of how the agency is tracking the funding sources of anti-Israel student organizations and protests. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A Nevada man is facing charges after showing up to a Trump rally with loaded firearms.
The rally was Saturday night in Coachella in the Southern California desert. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco says the man, who claimed to be a journalist, was allowed to pass through an outside perimeter, but was stopped when a deputy on the inside perimeter noticed what Bianco calls irregularities.
He showed up with multiple passports with different names, an unregistered vehicle with fake license plate, and loaded firearms.
Bianco says the license plate was what law enforcement recognizes as a homemade plate similar to one used by sovereign citizens. I'm Donna Water.
Officials say federal disaster workers paused and then changed some of their hurricane recovery efforts in North Carolina, including abandoning door-to-door visits after receiving threats. The threats that they could be targeted by a militia emerged over the weekend. On Wall Street, record day as the Dow was up by 201 points. The Nasdaq rose 159, with the S&P 500 advancing 44. This is SRN News. Two evangelists are hitting the road.
Franklin Graham is scheduled to hold his final International Gospel Festival of 2024 in Can Tho, Vietnam, on December 3rd and 4th. He's already been to Mexico, Poland, Italy, and the United Kingdom this year. His son, Will Graham, will wrap up his globetrotting in Canada with a gospel celebration in Grand Prairie on November 8th and 9th. He's been to Australia and Portugal this year. Both men have several foreign trips planned for 2025. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A North Dakota judge will not let the state's near-total ban on abortion stand while the state appeals a ruling striking down the law. Last month, District Judge Bruce Romanek ruled North Dakota's abortion restrictions are unconstitutionally vague and that pregnant women in the state have a fundamental right to abortion up until the unborn baby is viable. North Dakota's abortion ban made performing the procedure a felony. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks closed higher, adding to their all-time highs. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% to build on its record set Friday. The Dow came back from an early loss to add 0.5% to its own record. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.9%. The gains followed relatively quiet trading in Europe, while the U.S. bond market remained closed for the day because of a holiday. In China, a highly anticipated update on Saturday from the country's finance minister left stocks mixed. Crude oil prices slipped on worries about demand from China's slowing economy. The Dow up 201 points to close at 43,065. The Nasdaq gained 159 to 18,502. The S&P added 44 points to 5859. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.